وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. We continue tonight, inshallah, in the recitation of a hadith from Shama'il Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, fi Shahri Rabi'a, to tell us a little bit more about the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, as we appreciate, alayhi salatu wasalam, his status, بإذن الله تعالى. So the hadith tonight, قال, حدثنا سويد بن نصر, حدثنا عبد الله بن المبارك, رضي الله عنه, عن يونس بن يزيد, عن الزهري, قال حدثنا عبيد الله ابن عبد الله ابن عتبة عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So the hadith is related to us by Ibn Abbas, and within the chain of narration it's an authentic chain, and it's also in the collection of Imam Bukhari as well. And in the chain is Abdullah ibn Mubarak رضي الله عنه, one of the great tabi'een, one of the great scholars of Islam, and someone that is for sure worth learning about. And within the chain is Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri, rahimahullah, also one of the great scholars of Islam, one of the shuyukh of Imam Malik and other great scholars as well. And these are names, subhanAllah, there is barakah in just reading the names of as-salihin, of Ahlullah. There is something in that that I feel is there's a deprivation of it for people. And I remember growing up, and that was what I did this for years as a younger person. SubhanAllah, there was a book, it wasn't written by Sheikh al-Sha'rawi, but it was, I think, taken from some of his lessons. And the person who wrote it, the whole book was just quotes from people, and then every time the person's name was there, he had this like half a page of a biography for him. And as a child, as a kid, that's all I did. I just read this book. I don't remember what the book was about. I honestly cannot remember anything that was in this book. All I remember is just reading the stories or reading the biographies or the sharh of these individuals. And there's more knowledge in doing that. There's more barakah in doing that than probably anything else that you can do. As a young Muslim or as someone who wants to solidify your identity or draw your heart closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just read the stories and read the life stories of the salihin and the people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a lot of barakah in that. So the chapter that I'm taking the hadith from today is Bab ma ja'a fi sha'ri Rasulillah alayhi salatu wasalam. It came something talking about his hair alayhi salatu wasalam. And I'll take from every chapter like a hadith or so just to share it with you. So what is what Ibn Abbas said. قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يسدل شعره وكان المشركون يفرقون رؤوسهم وكان أهل الكتاب يسدلون رؤوسهم وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يحب موافقة أهل الكتاب فيما لم يؤمر فيه بشيء ثم فرق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأسه. So what he says here, Ibn Abbas, he said, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, yusdilu sha'ra, he let his hair just hang. So meaning his hair at the front of his head would just hang in front of his forehead. Just kind of, it just fell as it is. The mushrikeen at the time, they had a style where they basically put their hair right on the sides. I mean, right in the middle, they broke it down in the middle and they sent them on both sides. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he... Ahl al-Kitab, they let their hair hang, and al-Mushrikun would part it in the middle. So it's not new to the world that people who belong to certain groups look a certain way. This is how the human race has always been. That if you're a part of a certain group, whether it's an ideological group, a religious group, a racial group, doesn't make a difference, you will look a certain way. And the Prophet alayhi salam in his time, he acknowledged the fact that people did that. And Ibn Abbas tells us, and I like this hadith because it's not just about his hair, alayhi salatu wasalam, which is more than enough, by the way. And there are still remnants of his hair, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the world. And if you're lucky, you'll run into someone who, from Ahlul Bayt, who still has something. And there's Sheikh Muhammad Sa'id al-Kahil, rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of Hims, he min Ahlul Bayt, and he had something. And I remember my Sheikh, every time he had an opportunity, he would take us to Hims just to go visit him and have. Because, subhanAllah, there's always something sentimental about anything. Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid had in his imama sha'aratani min ra'si Rasulillah alayhi salatu wasalam. He carried them with him. There's nothing in this that is scary. This is just the human need for sentiment. It's the human, anything that is left for you, left behind for you from someone that you love will become very meaningful to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the companionship of all your loved ones for a very long time. But if you lose someone that you love, like a father, a grandfather, a mother, anything that is left from them, anything, will have meaning to you. If you truly love them and you felt towards them, then that'll be meaningful. So the Sahaba, يعني, during their lives, they would look for stuff like that. Anything they could take from the Prophet والسلام, had meaning to them. Anything. That's why literally everything he ever owned. The hair on his head, alayhi salatu wasalam. The hadith is known in when he performed his halq on يعني, في عمرة الحديبية. He wasn't allowed to, يعني, to perform the umrah. He performed halq, they shaved his head. None of his hair reached the sand. Like it never touched anything. The Sahaba allowed none of it. It was all taken. All the Sahaba. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, got tired in his life of fighting this off. Like he stopped fighting this off. There's no point. They're going to do this whether he likes it or not, alayhi salatu wasalam. Just let it be. But there's meaning to it because that's who he was to them, alayhi salatu wasalam. So when you say, why was he talking about how his hair was? Because they loved him that much. It mattered to them what his hair looked like, alayhi salatu wasalam. They took time to describe it. You have to understand this appropriately. This is the behavior of someone who's in love with someone else. This is the behavior of those who have love. So for them, how he put his hair is something to discuss. It's something to narrate. That's how he had his hair. He let it hang down. The Ahl Kitab let it hang down, and the Mushrikun, they parted it. So the Prophet ﷺ, during the time of Mecca, and during the early years, when the Mushrikun were his enemies, when they were trying to ridicule him and trying to deprive him of his rights, he liked not to be like that. He wanted the Muslims to have their own identity. And if there was no Nas, there's nothing in the Quran, he would like to be like Ahl Kitab, alayhi salatu wasalam, because they're closer to the Haqq than the Mushrikeen are. He saw these rankings, alayhi salatu wasalam. I mean, he saw the difference between Ahl Kitab, someone who has a law, someone who believes in God, versus someone who is a polytheist or someone who doesn't believe in God at all. No, they're not the same. Yeah, they all are far away from Haqq, but not at the same distance from Haqq. So the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, would prefer to be similar to those who are the closest to Haqq if needed. And this is what Ibn Abbas said. This is the literal wording here. يُحِبُّ مُوَافَقَةَ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فِي مَا لَمْ يُؤْمَرْ فِيهِ بِشَيْءٍ. There's no command, he would like to be like Ahl Kitab. He would like to be more similar to those who are similar. Today things may be different, because those who are ridiculing you, or those who are depriving you of your rights, are people on a different, they may not be Ahl Kitab, they may be Ahl Kitab themselves. So it's learning from the Prophet ﷺ his thought process. When someone was depriving him his right, the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba, we need to have our own identity. And then, when the mushrikun were no longer a threat to him, Ibn Abbas says, ثُمَّ فَرَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَأْسَهُ. And the Prophet ﷺ, later in his life, he parted his hair. Because the mushrikun were no longer an enemy to him. And if they were, they couldn't do. The identity of Muslims was way too strong. The mushrikun didn't have an identity anymore, he did. So he didn't have to fear that. So when we talk about these things, talk about appearances and how we look, there is hikmah, there is wisdom in this, that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, that as community leaders and members, and parents, you have to be careful. What is it that you don't want your child to do? What is okay for them to do? What is actually going to harm their identity? What's not going to harm their identity? Be very, very careful with what you tell them not to do and what you allow them to do, based on that piece. Is their identity at risk here when you allow them to look this way, or is it not? If it's not, then yaakhi, let it go. And if it is, that's where the Prophet ﷺ would take time and say, no, we look different. We will look different. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And his hair was neither too silky nor was it curly. It was something in between. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He would commonly allow it to grow to the point where the hair in front of his head could make it as far to the lobe of his ear. Alayhi salatu wasalam. There are some narrations that when he came to Medina, his hair was very long to the point there were a few braids in them. Alayhi salatu wasalam. But there's the question of the authenticity. In general, alayhi salatu wasalam had long hair, had short hair. His hair held down. He parted it. He shaved it. It's not that big a deal what you do with your hair. Honestly, if you come in here with a rainbow mohawk, I don't care. As long as into you salli and your identity of being a Muslim is clear to you and you understand what it is that means to be a Muslim, it's not. But if you want to, if you have love and you love him, alayhi salatu wasalam, you go and look, how did he have his hair? Can I be similar to that? Even to that. But then you have to make sure that the bigger questions have been answered as well. Because when you're going to be similar to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, in that way, then you have to make sure. You better make sure you're similar to him in the ways that matter most to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كان يسدل شعره وكان المشركون يفرقون رؤوسهم وكان أهل الكتاب يسدلون رؤوسهم وكان يحب موافقة أهل الكتاب فيما لم يؤمر فيه بشيء. ثم فرق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رأسه. صرخ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: سبحانك وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك وعظم على نبينا وحبيبنا.